What makes a monk? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, here in Campbell, California, with What Makes a Monk? It's always a good question, what makes a monk? I remember Dr. Ernest Holmes, as he walked down the hallways of headquarters at the United Church of Religious Science, and he would know about the various students that he had. And some of them were rather outstanding students. Some of them were ordinary. And as he would walk down the halls, he'd run across one student, and he'd say, "You're so-and-so, aren't you?" And the student would say, "Yes." And he'd say, "Well, I've been looking over your paperwork. You're a remarkable student. You are really a remarkable student. I'd be proud to have you as a minister of the Church of Religious Science." And she says, "Wow, me too, you know." And he says, "Okay, I ordain you herewith as a minister of the Church of Religious Science." And so she was ordained. And he put the papers through officially, signing the proper certificates and giving her her form. And she was just thrilled because he recognized in her that she was ready and that she was able and she had talent and she was good. And Dr. Edmund Boroseke, who had the Essene churches in San Diego, and we leased property from him up here on the mountains, Montage di Mille Meditazioni, for a number of years. And though we didn't teach his philosophy, we bought his books and we read his books and we were aware of him. And we attended his seminars and he knew about us. And so he sent me an ordination in his organization and never asked me or anything, just ordained me, as I've been ordained by so many organizations already, in the Congregational Church, and the Unity Church, and Religious Science Church, and many others. It's very fascinating. Now, as this happened, we were walking down the street one day, and Dr. Seke came out during a pause in a seminar in San Diego. And Mark, my son, and I were walking with our dog,
Gus,
a little miniature schnauzer. And Gus was doing just fine. Gus had had some difficulties with a rattlesnake, and everyone was very solicitous of him. Well, as we were walking down this road, Dr. Seke passed by, and he says, "Herb, is this your son?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Yes, I met you, didn't I?" "Yes, you did. You're a remarkable young man." And Mark said, "Thank you." And he says, "I ordain you as a minister in the Essene Church." And Mark says, "Okay, you know, thank you." And then he turned to Gus, our schnauzer. And he says, "Gus, I ordain you as a minister in the Essene Church, and you are given the second title of being in charge of all the animals in the Essene Church." So, and Gus looked at him and wagged his tail and smiled and said, "Whatever you say, sir." And from that day on, he was the minister and did a good job, did a very good job. He went sitting on people's laps and folding his paws as he sat there and meditating on their laps and causing them to be healed, because they looked at him and said, "My gosh, he's a healing dog." And then they accepted healing for themselves. It was quite amazing, because as we had our seminars in the Socrates Hall on campus of Montage di Mille Meditazioni in Campo, he was everywhere, Gus was everywhere present doing his job. So, we have monks in our monastery, the Absolute Monastery. Now, what is it that constitutes a monk? A monk, in my estimation, is anyone who has dedicated their life to their spiritual path above all else. Now, we can dedicate our life to our spiritual path above all else, but what does that mean? Does that mean that we are 100% working on it? That'd be nice. Does that mean that we are giving our attention 100% to the walking the path? That'd be nice. Does that mean we only speak beautiful words and beautiful thoughts and beautiful ideas? That'd be nice. Or does it mean that we like being dedicated to being good people, being ourselves and having fun. Ooh. Is a monk being himself and having fun? Well, if truly a monk is being himself and having fun, we have a lot of monks. And really, being yourself and having fun, really minding your own business, really living in your own house, in your own castle. For where is your monastery?
Within.
Your monastery is within you. Where is your monkhood? Your monkhood is in that monastery. Your monkhood is not in absolute monastery or the hundreds and thousands of monasteries around the world, but within you. Every person who's gone to a monastery, Christian monastery or a Buddhist monastery or any of the others, their contemplation and their conviction was for themselves, was to be themselves and to have fun, to live what they believed. Now, we can never make another person believe what we want them to believe. They have to believe what they believe. So, if you believe what you believe and live it and follow it, and if what you believe is, all the world is a reflection of who I am, and who you are is a nice person, then I would say that's pretty good. So we have a lot of monks who have not finished all their work at the University of Healing. Some haven't even started, but they've attended seminars and they've shown active participation in being a monk, in living the life of a dedicated spiritual being. And they have been named monks. Some are monks at large because they're not monks on campus. And some are monks, whatever other terms we give them. But basically, a monk is a monk is a monk. And when you are a monk, that means you have dedicated your life to being yourself and having fun and keeping your nose out of other people's business. What a wonderful world. You know, I'm sure that around the world there are a lot more monks than we realize. And being a monk is a very special person, a very special being. And coming to the monastery here is very special because you come to the monastery being yourself and having fun and flowing with whatever the program is here. If you go in the Catholic Church and you act like a Catholic and you don't genuflect and you don't use the courtesies that the Catholics expect of you, you're not welcomed into their church because you are presumably showing discourtesy for their rituals. If you go and meet the Pope and you don't hand him your hand so you can kiss his ring or whatever it is that you do, you're being considered inconsiderate. I would imagine even the Dalai Lama and even President Bush have kissed the Pope's ring because that is the procedure. You don't kiss him on the mouth. You don't hug the Pope, although I'm sure he'd like to have that. And you don't do a lot of other things, but you do the ritual that is expected of them. Now, tell me, please, as quick as your mind will tell you, how does an Eskimo greet another Eskimo that they love?
Rubbing their nose.
By rubbing their nose. Now, isn't that the most interesting thing you could ever imagine? Now, I can understand why rubbing one's nose with somebody else is good, because it's awfully cold up there. And if you warm up each other's nose, that's a very lovely thing. Well, being a monk is being dedicated to follow your inner path to the highest and the best and the most noble way that you can consider doing it. So this day, I proclaim that anyone who wants to be a monk should let me know, and we'll see if you fall into the category of being yourself and having fun. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.